From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. California's energy crisis intensified today as power regulators ordered a second day of rotating blackouts. About a million people lost power, most of them in Northern California. Electricity was restored just after noon, although officials say more blackouts could come later. Blame for the power crisis is being pinned on cold weather and on low supplies of electricity from sources outside the state. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports now that lawmakers in Sacramento are trying to agree on a plan that would make California a power broker and protect the utilities from bankruptcy.
The rotating blackouts began just before 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. They spread from Kern County in the Central Valley to the Oregon border. Such outages are designed to affect only selected pockets of residential, commercial, and industrial customers for an hour at a time. When power is restored, a new block of customers is selected. Kellen Flukiger is the Chief Operating Officer of the California Independent System Operator, or ISO, the agency that runs California's grid.
You've heard me stand up here and talk about the possibility of rotating outages, and I repeatedly get the question about crying wolf, and we have actually, of course, yesterday and today actually had to get to this unfortunate condition.
One reason for the shortage today is a lack of hydroelectric power in the Northwest. California can usually draw about 5,000 megawatts from the region, but today it was receiving only a fraction of that. Still, Flukiger says the crisis is as much financial as it is a question of supply. For example, he says his agency is negotiating today with potential power suppliers in Canada.
There are issues, significant issues, that remain about credit and money. That right now is the most significant impediment to that particular source, although I would absolutely not want to leave you with the impression that somehow if there were lower prices or infinite money that we would be out of our current situation.
But Flukiger also suggested that if suppliers were certain that the full faith and credit of the state of California is backing the purchases of power, they would be more forthcoming. And that's exactly what Governor Gray Davis is trying to do. Last night, he declared a state of emergency, which gives him the authority to direct the Department of Water Resources to buy power. And he's asked the legislature to appropriate more money to purchase electricity for the next 7 to 10 days. Davis said the lawmakers need to act by the end of today, or else several large power suppliers will call in their debts from the state's two largest utilities, PG&E and Southern California Edison. But State Senate Democratic Leader John Burton wants to take a more cautious approach by approving enough money to buy power for just a couple of days. Burton says he hopes the state can implement a more long-term plan soon.
I believe I heard the governor announce it last night that they have sent out to all of the generators, power generators and middle people, asking them to send in by close of business Monday, sealed bids on the prices for long-term energy.
The state is apparently hoping that in a silent auction, some power generators will be encouraged to offer the state prices for electricity far below what they have charged up until now. For consumers, the blackouts are forcing some to confront what had been an abstract problem. Janine Kessel works for an environmental engineering firm just south of San Francisco. She says her office's computers went down for more than an hour yesterday.
My confidence in where sort of our economy and technological advancements are moving, I wonder if the infrastructure is there to be able to handle that, the speed of the advancements here. And so that's what's sort of looming for me. And I think that I haven't made a decision about whether I'm really afraid for the future or if this is all going to just work itself out.
Electricity is often called the mother's milk of Silicon Valley. And today, a group of high-tech leaders is meeting to talk about their energy future here in California. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.